If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursdays between 6 and 9 right here on Kaya 959 on the streets and on the air. GU in the building.
This is probably the most exciting greeting I've had in a while.
No, I got you. I mean, I respect umsebenzi owenzayo la. So I will greet you proper.
Ngiyabonga. Thank you. It's lovely to touch base with you in the morning.
Ah, it's always a pleasure. Listen, Gugu, asingenene indaba serious. So we saw the tariffs that were being imposed, but now I learned ukuthi they are now negatively impacting the South African vehicle exports. What's happening there?
Yeah, my Blair, this is a bad one, and I guess was to be anticipated. From the beginning of April, when we heard about the first implementation of the 25% tariffs on all vehicles imported into the US, South Africa, as we know, is a strong contender when it comes to the automobile manufacturing space. Think about BMWs, essentially almost 93% of the X3s that we manufacture and assemble in South Africa are exported to markets like the US, Europe, and a few other places across the world. But essentially, the United States, following the implementation of the tariffs that Donald Trump announced just last week, we are seeing that there has been a culmination of a decline in vehicle exports. Now, NAMSA, that's the National Association of Automobile Manufacturers in South Africa, has recorded some data for the first 3 months of the year and says that they have witnessed a significant slip so far of 75% of vehicles that were exported to the U.S. Typically, we export at least 40,000 vehicles annually between South Africa as well as the U.S. And largely, this was also passed on the AGOA trade agreement, which essentially means that we're able to export our goods at a lower tariff or zero-based tariff. So far, from what we do see in the first quarter, we've only been able to export at least 1,700 vehicles in comparison to 6,000 vehicles during the same period in 2024. So this does raise major concerns. We have seen a few automobile manufacturers in the country raise these concerns and essentially illustrating the fact that they would likely have to cut jobs, reduce their operational activities, or have to find alternative markets across the globe to actually export to. So if anything, I think this is really a shift in the tide, my Blair, especially when we also take a look at how aggressively Chinese automobile manufacturers have been entering the market. So there's a clear dynamic that's happening both in terms of trade, but also when it comes to vehicle preferences that South Africans have.
You're not Gugu. I remember our grandmothers and our mothers saying, "Uthi there's oftentimes uthi ubekezele." I think we just need to begezela as the world. Kuze kuphume lo baba o orange. I think that's the only thing.
My Blair, we still have like three and a half years left of this. I think says Katel.
No, Gugu ngasheshu Katel. Uthi uNkulunkulu ngeke akunike ongaphezulu kwamandla akho. Anyway, Bitcoin has reached a new time high. What's happening there?
Oh, Bitcoin. Now, this is a cryptocurrency that I think has gained a lot of dominance over the last 10 to 15 years. And if anything, we've seen a lot of investment companies try to institute this as an asset class that we can put our money in. But also, a lot of scammers have used Bitcoin to try to lure a lot of South Africans to put their money in. But despite that, as we take a look at the market activity and the price, it does seem as though there's an increased level of investor optimism, especially in the last few months. What we've seen is that Bitcoin has now surpassed 1,220,000 US dollars for the first time. Now that in rand terms, my Blair, is about 21,000 rand.
Yo.
So big money that we're talking. Now you might be wondering, why is Bitcoin seeing this significant shift? Well, a lot of investors are quite anxious about what's happening on the investment space on the back of Donald Trump, the trade wars, the geopolitical environment that we're in. And it does seem as though a lot of investors are just taking on an opportunity for increased investment appetite in Bitcoin. A lot of international experts do say that it is one of the better and best performing cryptocurrencies in the market, though there are a few others as well that are strong contenders in terms of performance. Anything that I do suggest, though, I would say there has been a token of anticipation as well with a congressional committee in the U.S. who are also pushing for Bitcoin quite excessively and aggressively. They are looking to amend certain laws and regulations around the use of crypto exchanges as well as cryptocurrency itself within the U.S., though we don't have any confirmation of that. All I say is tread with caution. If you understand it, go ahead. If you don't, rather just be cautious with your money and put it in an asset class that you're more familiar with and which is a lot less volatile.
As a Zulu person, so fag matras. How are the markets?
That's the problem. But the markets are going to open up from 97,221 points this morning. Looking at the currencies, Maple, we had 17.95 to the US dollar, 24.17 to the British pound, and the euro at 20.94.
Well, she brings you Kaya Biz from Monday to Thursday. It's between 6 and 8. Right here on Kaya 959 on the streets and on the air. Thank you, Gugu.
Business update with Kulethu Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.